Come on!
Look for something unusual. Something hard. Because of my big legs and karate, I can do the splits no problem.
Kumite! Welcome to Van Damme, it's Jean-Claude. The monthly Jean-Claude Van Damme movie review podcast. This month, we are talking about the 1993 movie, Nowhere to Run. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. The one-liners in this movie are incredible. They're the best. I love them. And I can't wait to get into them with everybody. I'm live streaming right now on the Magic Squirrel Network's Facebook page. So head on over there, follow and like. And I can talk to you. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Ashley. Thanks for joining. I'm glad you guys can hear me now. I was having some technical difficulties at the beginning of the live stream, so nobody could hear me. Oops. Okay. Before we get started here, I wanted to say Magic Squirrel Network, all the podcasts and shows, have their own merchandise now. So you can head on over to teesprings.com/stores/Magic Squirrel and find all of the Magic Squirrel Network apparel that you want. We've got Pointless Discussions, Heckles and Horrors, Diabolical Index, Juice in the Morning. I got my Juice in the Morning shirt on right now for the live streamers. You head over there, you can get one. Campbell Wine Tasting. The list goes on and on. We also have a special Magic Squirrel Network exclusive shirt. You'll bust a nut. You'll laugh so hard, you'll bust a nut. It's a pretty good shirt, even though I fucked it up. What's up, Tyler? Thanks for joining us. All right. So now that the housekeeping stuff is out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the movie. What do you say? So this month we're talking Nowhere to Run. Came out in 1993, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Rosanna Arquette, Kieran Culkin. Plus, I mean, what other movie out there has a Culkin, an Arquette, and Van Damme in it all in one movie? I don't think there's very much. So let's go ahead and get into this. So Ashley on the live stream says, how did Jason Statham win the contest? Let me give a little background into that. The Juice in the Morning podcast had a poll up on their Facebook page putting Jean-Claude Van Damme against Jason Statham. And Jason Statham beat Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I'm really disappointed. I blame Tide Pod Eaters for not knowing who Jean-Claude Van Damme is. Yeah. So, Nowhere to Run. Sorry. Starts out, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's a prisoner in a federal prison bus. He's driving down the highway, and you kind of notice something's a little bit off on him. So all of a sudden, you know, you see a Thunderbird come rushing up behind the bus, and he pulls off in front of the bus and causes the bus to flip over. So Jean-Claude Van Damme starts yelling that he broke his leg. The dude in the car acts like he's knocked out until a police officer walks up, where he pulls a gun out on the police, a shotgun on the police officer, and takes him into the bus to let the prisoners go. While he's walking up to the bus, Jean-Claude Van Damme's yelling, I broke my leg. Now, all right, so I told you, like, this movie had the best one-liners ever. And so, like, this is where one of the best one-liners comes in, right at the very beginning. he gets up, the guard gets up to him and he goes, oh, so what, you know, what did you, what's wrong, what's wrong? He goes, oh, I broke my arm. And the guard goes, which one was it? You broke your arm or your leg? And Jean-Claude Van Damme says, your face, and then punches the guard in the face. I mean, that's a hell of a one-liner right there. Which one did you break, your arm or your leg? Your face. Anyways, I thought it was amazing. Even though you could clearly tell that Jean-Claude Van Damme's line was 80-yard in later. So apparently somebody who edited this movie together was like, hey, you know what would be really good right here is if we had Jean-Claude Van Damme said, your face to the guard. So, which was a good move for sure. So as all the prisoners are running out of the bus, some of them try to steal the Thunderbird that Jean-Claude Van Damme's buddy, who that's who it was driving, was his buddy, his car. So they run up and Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know, does some spin kicks, his usual kicking their ass, and beats the dude. He gets the shotgun from his buddy and goes up to the driver and points the shotgun in the driver's face. Jean-Claude Van Damme says, steal a car, go to hell. Like, I'm telling you, man, they get better too. The one-liner, like, they don't stop. It's awesome. Jennifer says, where'd you go? Did we lose audio again? Hopefully we didn't lose audio again. Somebody let me know if you can hear me. I'm just going to keep going. But hopefully everything's coming through. Oh, it's all good. All right, cool, cool. All right, anyways. So steal a car, go to hell. So as Jean-Claude Van Damme and his buddy is driving away, the cop that the buddy led into the bus to unlock all the prisoner gets a hunting rifle out and snipes Jean-Claude Van Damme's friend right through the neck. Like, bullet goes through. He's dying. Jean-Claude Van Damme's yelling, Billy, Billy. And before Billy dies, he says that he should have took the fall, or that he should have went to jail, that Jean-Claude Van Damme took the fall for him. So apparently maybe Jean-Claude Van Damme was wrongfully imprisoned. I'm not 100% sure, but, and if you think, oh, maybe we'll find out why he went to jail later on in the movie, you don't ever really find out. It had something to do with a whole bunch of money, apparently, but other than that, it really doesn't tell you anything. So Jean-Claude Van Damme pulls over, he carries Billy on his back, digs a grave, and buries his friend out in the desert. I'm guessing it's the desert. And then it cuts to Jean-Claude Van Damme in a suit in a convenience store buying some stuff. And the store clerk asks him why he's there, and he goes, oh, hunting. And the dude's like, well, it's not really hunting season. What are you hunting? And Jean-Claude Van Damme says, pink flamingos. Like, really, dude, you couldn't have come up with, like, anything else to hunt. You had to say pink flamingos. Come on, dude. Well, over the radio, you hear a thing about the prison bus flipping over and the convicts escaping. So the store clerk kind of looks at Jean-Claude Van Damme and gives him that look like, are you one of those prisoners? And Jean-Claude Van Damme's like, you seen a lot of pink flamingos around here? The store clerk goes, no. And Jean-Claude's like, yeah, that's good. Are you going to say something if you see one? And the guy's like, oh, no, I'm not saying anything. So Jean-Claude Van Damme puts his gun away and exits the store. He ends up setting up a tent literally in someone's backyard. literally in someone's backyard like next to a pond. It's not like a lake. This clearly isn't like in the woods. He like goes to someone's house, walks a little bit down the hill, and sets up a tent. I mean, I guess that's cool. So after setting up tent, you know, he decides he's gonna go check up on this house that he's like live squatting in the backyard now. So he walks up to the house, and this is where you meet Kieran Culkin. Macaulay Culkin's younger brother plays the boy Mookie in this movie. Yes, his name is Mookie, believe it or not. Why you would name somebody Mookie, I don't know. But he's like going around the house. He sees Rosanna Arquette, whose name's Clydie. Like, whoever wrote the names for this movie did a terrible job. They went Sam for Jean-Claude Van Damme. Then you've got Billy for Jean-Claude Van Damme's friend. Now you've got Mookie is a little boy. Bree, which Bree's an alright name. They did alright with that one. Bree for the daughter. And then Clydie for the mother's name. I've never heard Clydie before. Maybe that is a common name somewhere else. I don't know. Let me know. So he sees Clydie getting naked in the bathroom, about to take a shower, and he just stands there. You know, he's been in jail for what seems like a couple years. They never really said. So this is like his first like real chick he's seeing. So he stands there and watches her get naked and get in the shower. Then he proceeds to break into the house and steal a salt shaker. Now, usually Jean-Claude Van Damme always plays the good guys in the movie. Right now, are we supposed to be rooting for him? Because this is what we know about his character so far. He's broke out of prison, buried his best friend, is squatting on some lady's property, was peeping on her, getting naked, getting in the shower, and broke into her house and now has stolen a salt shaker. Like, I guess he really, I don't know. Not really rooting for you right now, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Hopefully it turns around. Kieran Culkin wakes up, Mookie, and runs out and sees Jean-Claude Van Damme running off down the hill back to the pond. So he knows. Yeah, Jennifer, he definitely was halfway shady. I would say full-on shady at this point. Well, so he catches him, sees him running off. The next morning, he's trying to tell his mom that someone broke into the house and stole the salt shaker. And, like, she doesn't believe him, but she can't find the salt shaker. Like, who knows? Well, then it cuts to, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme doing one of the manliest things, besides burying his best friend by himself, like one of the other like most manliest things I've ever seen. He's sitting there with a fire and a grill on top of the fire. He's cooking a steak. Now, he had money to buy a steak. Well, actually, he had like he has a shit ton of money because he opens up this case that Billy gave him, and it has like a recording of, you know, Billy saying, if you're listening to this, I'm dead. You took the fall for me. You're the best. I should have been in jail, not you. Here's all the money. So they obviously did something, like maybe robbed the bank or something. Maybe he's like a Robin Hood type dude. Dude's definitely a klepto and stole this money. And so he has a whole bunch of money. He bought steak. He bought this grill for this fire. But for some reason, couldn't buy a salt shaker. So he's like cooking steak, and like he cuts it on the grill and like eats, like is eating it straight off the fire. Like, I have never in my entire life ever seen anybody eat steak straight from the fire, like not put it on a plate or anything. Like, he's just on the fire eating steak. If you think that's like the manliest thing he does in this movie. You're wrong. It keeps going. So before, you know, after he's done with the steak, he pushes Billy's old Thunderbird into the pond, I guess to get rid of evidence, but it's just a pond. Like, you can't really hide too much stuff in a pond. Somebody will eventually find it. Well, it cuts to this development corporation company, and there's a cop in there. And, oh, the cop's name is even better than all the others. His name's Lonnie. You find out Lonnie's being paid off by this development company to try to get people to sell their land so they can build like subdivisions and cookie cutter houses and stuff like this. Because, you know, for sure, like, the number one scariest enemy you could have in a movie is a development company trying to build subdivision. But this was like early 90s, and I guess I remember growing up in that time, and like, there was a lot of stuff about like these corporations coming in and buying up people's houses and people refusing to sell. And I guess that was just a thing going on in the 90s. Like, and these people apparently were paying off cops to try to get them to motivate, and I put air quotes around that, motivate people to sell their land. So it cuts back to Kieran Culkin. He's walking down the woods. He finds the tent, because it's not really that hard to find, because he's literally in this person's backyard camping. And so he comes up and finds Jean-Claude Van Damme masturbating to porn magazines. So some of you younger people out there, we didn't have the internet back in the day. We had to use porn mags to help get through things. So he walks in on Jean-Claude Van Damme masturbating and goes, "You like boobs? I don't like boobs. Boobs are gross." And Jean-Claude Van Damme's just looking at this kid like, "Dude, I was mid-stroke and you walked in on me. Please leave." So we finally get to the next day. Mookie will not leave Sam alone. He shows up yet again. This time, he finds Jean-Claude Van Damme bathing in the pond. Jennifer says on the live stream, "Lonnie is for sure a front for a country music money laundry operation." Right. Like, except it's this cop's name. That's the problem. The cop's name is Lonnie. It's terrible. They could have really named these characters a lot better, I think. But then I don't think it would be as good of a movie if they would have. So Mookie finds Sam bathing in the pond. You know, you cum gutters are showing everything. For you that don't know what cum gutters are, they are the little things on the hips that go down. Yeah, the little lines. Jason Mendoza, very funny comic, he calls them cum gutters, and I'm kind of adopting that term. But so he's bathing, and just as he's about to walk out of the water, Bree, Mookie's younger sister, shows up, and here it is, guys. At 25 minutes and 2 seconds, we see Jean-Claude Van Damme's butt. And this is the only time you see it in the movie, but it's a good scene. Cum gutters, butt, everything. Though his butt's a little hairy in this one. Maybe he should have got it waxed or something. I don't know. It was the 90s. Things were a little different then. So, all right. So I got a clip. After all that stuff happens, the it cuts to nighttime, okay? And Clyde, Mookie, and Bree are arriving home from somewhere, and the development company mafia shows up. This has another awesome little one-liner from Jean-Claude Van Damme, so I pulled this clip for everybody. For the audio listeners, I'm going to kind of go through and do like a commentary for you so you know what all like the booms and bangs and stuff are going on. Because, of course, it's Jean-Claude Van Damme and it's a fight scene. So let me pull that up here. This is, here we go. All right. So it starts out here. Okay, here. So here's Clyde, Mookie, and Bree showing up to... they show up and they find one of their cows dead. Like, what the fuck? Why is one of my... There's like this got shot in the neck. All of a sudden, dude busts the window out with a baseball bat. This is the development corporation right here. Like, mafia status. Like, trying to kill this lady. Broke her window. Trying to steal the car. She's backing up, you know, trying to get away. Crashes. Now she's stuck. She's done for. What's going to happen? She's all tires spinning out. Everything. She is trapped. And here comes the development company mafia. Oh, here he comes to save the day. All right, here's one of the best one-liners.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the parking attendant. And you're bothering my customers.
I love it. So he's got a hook. So why does a guy who works for a development company have a meat hook? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but... All right, so Jean-Claude Van Damme's just, like, kicking their ass, obviously. Beating him with a stick, flipping people over. This would be, a perfect part for him to do some splits. But... Unfortunately, it's not gonna happen. There's Kieran Culkin, Macaulay Culkin's younger brother. So, yeah. How long is this clip? We're going to watch all of it, guys, because this movie's amazing.
He's my friend. His name is Sam.
Oh, Jean-Claude.
Are you just going to let him stand there?
Alright, so, yeah, the meat hook is an awesome way to kill someone. That's definitely why they added the meat hook. It's for visual effects. I get it. The movie's awesome. So because Sam saves the family's life, Clyde is nice enough to upgrade Jean-Claude Van Damme to the barn. So now he no longer has to sleep in the tent down by the pond, down by the pond. He now gets to sleep in the barn. And he's allowed to take a shower in her house. No more skinny dipping in the pond anymore. So he's in there taking a shower. Lonnie, the cop, comes in and there's no one home. So he hears the shower running. And I think he sees like some men's clothing and stuff. So he goes in and pulls the curtains back. And there's Jean-Claude Van Damme naked. They don't really show too much this time. It's like above waist stuff. And he's like, oh, what are you doing here? And Jean-Claude Van Damme's like, oh, I'm Clyde's friend. And all this stuff. And then all of a sudden you hear Clyde gets home. And she yells for Sam. And Lonnie goes, Clyde, come here. Well, Sam's like, "What? I'm naked, dude. What the fuck?" And Lonnie's like, "Oh, I don't. It doesn't bother me." And then here comes Rosanna Arquette, just boom right there with Jean-Claude Van Damme dick all in her face. Whether she asked for it or not, she got it. And so, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, Clydie and Lonnie have been hooking up to this point. So this dude, I mean, that's why he was over her house, like, trying to find, you know, just to check in on her, and then he sees this dude there and he flips out. But why would you invite, like, your girl back into a shower with a naked guy just standing there who is clearly in way better shape than you are, Lonnie? I'm sorry. I mean, you're looking all right, Lonnie, but Jean-Claude Van Damme, way better shape. I wouldn't have done it. Personally, I would not invite my wife into a room with a naked Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's all I'm going to say. So then you see now Jean-Claude Van Damme's invited to sit around the dinner table with the family, and they're sitting there eating. Mookie is kind of like treating Sam like he's his dad because apparently his dad died when he was younger. And Bree, now remember, Bree saw Sam get out of the pond naked, okay? So she has seen his dick. Well, she's sitting there and goes, Sam's got a big penis. And everybody's just like, what the fuck? And then Clydie goes, he's got an average penis. And like the look on Jean-Claude Van Damme's face is just pure discomfort. Like Jean-Claude Van Damme's like acting in this movie, like he kills it. He doesn't really say too much like he usually does. But he definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely, Matt says notify. What's up, Matt? Not too sure what that means. Jennifer says easy plot advancement. Yeah, definitely easy plot advancement for sure. But anyway, so this kid is like, he's got a big dick. And the wife's like, or the mom is like, oh no, he's got an average dick. And here's Jean-Claude Van Damme like, why is this like 9-year-old girl talking about my dick? But then this attractive woman is saying, I got a small one. Like, what the fuck is going on? And so yeah, it's messed up. So then, you know, instead of like eventually Clydie's like, all right, let's stop talking about penises because yeah, I would be so super uncomfortable in that situation. Well, then he offers to buy Mookie's dad's old motorcycle. He pays like $300 for it and has to fix it up. So you have some like bonding montage scenes between Kieran Culkin and Jean-Claude Van Damme and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the development mafia, that's what we're calling them. I'm not too sure what, but the development mafia shows up yet again and burns down the neighbor's barn. Well, who do you think is going to save the day? Of course, Jean-Claude Van Damme rushes over. He saves all the horses because you know Jean-Claude Van Damme is a huge animal lover. So he saves all the horses, and then he saves the neighbor, Tom, from the fire. And, you know, everybody's all relieved, but then all of a sudden, the propane tanks catches on fire. So how, you know, everybody's like, get away, it's going to explode, but Jean-Claude Van Damme's not letting that shit go down that easy. He hops in a tractor and pushes the water tower down onto the propane tank and washes it, just completely, you know, puts out all the fire, saves the day. At this point, you've kind of forgot that Jean-Claude Van Damme escaped from federal prison, peeped on a naked lady getting in the shower, broke into her house, and stole salt and was squatting on her land. You kind of think he's a good guy. He's kind of redeemed himself from all these negative things and has made himself, you know, a likable guy again, but is he a good guy? Is he a good guy in this movie? Because it's hard to tell. It really is. Well, there's more bonding montage moments with the boy. and they end up at the car quest, which they have a lot of scenes from the car quest. They have, you know, ad drop and everything. But he runs into the main hitman for the developers, the guy who was brought in, the mercenary, Mr. Dunstan. And this dude kind of like sizes him up. Jean-Claude's MO thus far has been, he's from Jennifer has just said, he's Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? That's awesome. Where was I? Oh, so the hitman, guy who brought in, you know, he find out Jean-Claude Van Damme says he's from Quebec. Dude's not really buying it. You know, he's just kind of like feeling it out. Well, that night, the development mafia strikes again. They're pouring like molasses or some kind of oil into the fields of Clyde's house, and then is plowing it in. And this is supposed to like make the soil so it does, you know, it won't grow anymore. And of course, Jean-Claude Van Damme saves the day again on this. He fights some people, about three people, and you know, he stops them from destroying all. I mean, they did some of the field, but not all of them. Well, so, I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme at this point, you know, he's, like I said, he's kind of redeemed himself. He's saved Clydie and her family multiple times now. He saved the neighbor's horses and the neighbor and everything. And then he just can't catch a break. Here comes good old motherfucking Lonnie. God damn it, Lonnie. Here comes Lonnie, and he handcuffs Jean-Claude Van Damme to the barn door and then starts beating him with a billy club and telling him to, you know, he needs to get out of there, leave Clydie alone, like, leave town, all this shit, that he knows who he is, that he, you know, he just needs to get out of there. So he gets his ass beat, and, like, I mean, up to this point, Sam's been nothing but a gentleman. You know, he hasn't done anything with Clydie other than the Peeping Tom situation. You know, he's taking care of Mookie and Bree and her, and everything's good. He hasn't, like, stepped on Lonnie's foot and tried to do anything with Clydie. But here comes good old Lonnie, and he beats the shit out of him. So what does Jean-Claude Van Damme do? He does what any respectable man would do. He fucks Lonnie's girl. He gets back at Lonnie by banging Clydie, and they kind of fall in love. But then, like I said, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's not catching any breaks. Here comes Mr. Dunstan, the hitman, and he shows up to visit Rosanna, Arquette, Clydie, or whatever, and, you know, he's showing magic tricks to Bree. And it's like, you know, he's pretty much like letting them know, like, I'm going to fucking kill you and your kids if you don't leave now. Well, then Lonnie comes by once again to see Sam. And this time he like is like, look, some shit's going to go down. You need to get out of town. Like, I'm sorry for beating you up, but you need to leave. I think by now, Lonnie's kind of come into terms that he lost Clydie to Sam. So Jean-Claude Van Damme tries to talk to Clydie about the situation, everything going on. And so Clydie gets pissed at her and tells Jean-Claude Van Damme to leave and never come back. After everything this dude has done for her, her neighbors, the whole community, like every, like beating up these development Nazis or whatever they are. They're not Nazis, but like mafia. They're like mob status. You know, she says leave. So at this point, you realize Lonnie, the development corporate company, they, you know, they have Sam's police record and know that he's on the run, that he escaped from jail. But it's too late. Jean-Claude Van Damme hops on his motorcycle and leaves town. But he left all the money that Billy gave him at the beginning of the movie. He left for Mookie with a tape recorder, you know, saying he's awesome, watch out for his mom, he's sorry he had to leave, all this stuff. Left like fucking like hundreds of thousands of dollars with this little kid. This kid's going to be balling for the rest of his life. Or at least until his mom blows it or whatever. So now you're kind of reminded again, like, oh yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme's a bad guy. He's a escaped convict. He's not, you know, you shouldn't have been rooting for him the whole time. He's really a convict. He gets to a diner. He's eating, and a cop shows up, and of course, you know, he radios in, and this leads up to a police chase. Now, it wouldn't be, you know, a 90s movie without a police chase. So I got another clip for everybody. Audio listeners, I'm sorry. I might just cut this out of the audio portion. We'll see. I'm going to try to, like I did on the first clip, kind of commentate and tell the audio people what's going on. This is more for the live streamers here. Here's the chase scene, the police chase scene from Nowhere to Run. Yeah, fuck that map. He's got a map. He's like just crumpling it up and throws it in a fire. Like, fuck that map. And like all of his fires never really have like actual wood. They're just like little logs. Like little like sticks and twigs and shit. Uh-oh. He sees the cops. They're closing in. Puts his sunglasses on, and he acts like, oh, but he hops from the ground in a crouching position, jumps onto his motorcycle, and now he's off. He's dipping. And here comes cops on horseback, cops running down a hill. They're shooting at him. Oh, he kicks one dude into the creek. Scares the cop off of a horse. I hope that horse was okay. It's a real horse, he's gonna say. So they are chasing a guy on a motorcycle on horseback. Now, the horses have given up. No, they haven't. No, I'm sorry. They have not given up. So Jean-Claude Van Damme just did a bike slide into some brush, used his hand to stop the tire from spinning, is walking the motorcycle through the brush all stealth-like, gets on it and fires it up again. They'll never hear this. Alright, so now we got bikes on dirt, or bikes. We got bikes on, cops on, cops on bikes. Cops on bikes. With dirt bikes. Oh, but he crashes into the cop car that conveniently parked, stopped in front of him. So then they bring out the SUVs. No more horses. I mean, they're chasing this dude with everything. But the SUV flips. Don't worry, there's more cops coming. He's just driving his bike in the mountains. They're chasing after him still. Oh, but he's come up to the edge of the cliff. That was clearly not Jean-Claude Van Damme driving. what's he gonna do? He's about to GTA 5 that shit down the side of the mountain. Yeah, GTA that shit. I do that whenever I play GTA. I just get on a bike and just ram over down the mountain. Where'd it go? Down the side of the mountain. In the conveniently placed trail going down the cliff side of this mountain.
Chopper
up here now! Get the helicopter! Is it still going? Nope, that's it. Alright. So, yeah. You gotta love chase scenes in the 90s. They were all about it. So finally, the development mafia has had it. They break into Clyde's house. Mr. Dunstan, he like bitch slaps Clyde around a little bit. Like he's pissed off, throwing her around. The kids take off upstairs. This dude tries to like catch them. And, you know, they hide in the attic. Lonnie shows up, but Mr. Dunstan knocks him out with the butt of a shotgun. And so they get Bree, they capture Bree, but Mookie climbs out the window onto the roof, goes into the stable. The guy goes out to get, he brings Bree down, hands it to Mr. Dunstan, who Mr. Dunstan puts her in a closet. And then this hitman dude, henchman, goes out to the stable to get Mookie. Well, like, Kieran Culkin shows that he can hang like his brother Macaulay. He sets up some traps inside the stable. And, like, as soon as the dude walks up, he, like, pulls this, like, the reins on the horse. And the horse kicks, like, the dude and, like, probably caved his chest in. It might have killed him. This kid's now a murderer. Well, I guess it was self-defense. Who am I to judge, you know? So, then now, you know, the development mafia decides they're going to catch the house on fire. They've gotten Clyde to sign over the deed to the house using force, which I don't think would hold up in court. I think if they went to court, you know, she could fight that she signed it under duress and probably could win, but, you know, it wouldn't make for a good movie, now would it? So they decide, you know, just to make sure she doesn't try to fight for the house or go, you know, do what I was saying, take them to court, they decide to burn the house down. They catch it on fire. Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme grabs the henchman who's catching the house on fire and the curtains that are on fire and pull them both through the window, and dude catches on fire and he knocks them out. And then it's the final fight. There's always a final fight scene with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Here it is. Between Mr. Dunstan and Sam. And of course, like all Jean-Claude Van Damme fight scenes, he gets his ass kicked at the beginning. Like, he's getting his ass beat by this dude pretty good. He's throwing him around, manhandling him. Well, here comes Mookie, you know, to try to save Sam. And so Mr. Dunstan pushes Mookie over. And as soon as Jean-Claude Van Damme sees Mookie get pushed down, that's it. He's had enough. And so then, of course, you know, the one thing gives him the power and the strength to finally beat the shit out of this dude. He picks him up, throws him through the back window of a cop car, and that's it. You think it's over, but it's not. As Jean-Claude Van Damme's walking away to head back up to the house, Mr. Dunstan gets up all bloodied. You know, he looks messed up. He gets up out of the cop car and pulls a gun. Well, this is all going on in slow motion. Mookie takes his dead dad's old revolver, tosses it to Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude does like a diving forward through the white picket fence gate, grabs the gun and poof, shoots Mr. Dunstan, kills him. It's all slow motion, fucking awesome, badass. So then, you know, Sam runs up into the house, and Mr. Franklin, the head of the development company, has a gun to Clyde's head. He's like, I'm going to shoot her. He goes to back out of the house. At this time, the police have the whole house surrounded. Mr. Franklin and Clyde walk out, and Mr. Franklin gets arrested. At this point, you know, Sam's there with Lonnie, Clyde, the two kids. Everybody's safe. Mr. Franklin's arrested. Sam decides he has nowhere to run. Name of the movie. And so he has to turn himself in. He makes promises to Clyde that he's going to, you know, come back to her no matter when, no matter what. And then proceeds to make out with Lonnie's, I guess, now ex-girlfriend in front of Lonnie. Like, hardcore makes out with his chick that he revenge fucked. And, yeah, right in front of him. Like, it's savage. So, you know, at this point, you know, they walk out. Lonnie makes it look like he made the arrest. They walk out. Kieran Culkin comes running out, and he's all sad that Jean-Claude Van Damme's getting arrested. I mean, Jean-Claude Van Damme kills it with the acting at this point. I mean, I was getting all, you know, teary-eyed and everything watching it. He was, you know, it was an emotional goodbye. But, again, he plays a bad guy in this movie. He's an escaped convict. He is a criminal. He did something really bad to get a shit ton of money, which the kid still has. But before the end of the movie, Jean-Claude Van Damme has to get one more, you know, one-liner in. And, of course, he does. Franklin goes, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And Jean-Claude Van Damme says, I know what you are. And then he gets put in the back of the cop car. The end. So yeah, that was 1993. Jean-Claude Van Damme's Nowhere to Run. I fucking love this movie. It was such a good movie. It still is a good movie to this day. The bus scene at the beginning, I'm pretty sure The Simpsons did like a little, you know, use that in one of their episodes. I know that that scene has been redone in movies since this. It's a pretty iconic scene. I mean, I love this movie. It was a lot of fun to watch. So, next month, we are moving on. The early 90s was a great time for Jean-Claude Van Damme. He had a bunch of awesome movies released around this time. Next month is Hard Target, directed by John Woo. This is the movie where Van Damme is being hunted for sport, pretty much. A rich dude wants to hunt him for sport, and they do. So that's the movie we are watching next month. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Van Damme's Jean-Claude. Make sure you head over to anchor.fm and support the podcast. There's a support button for $1 a month. You can help, you know, the podcast out. You can help us get better, do more things. I want to do a lot more stuff with the podcast. Hopefully my goal is, if we ever get big enough, maybe do an interview with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Who knows? It could happen. It might not happen. Probably won't happen. It could happen. Again, head over to teespring.com/stores/magic squirrel and pick up your Magic Squirrel network gear. Van Damme at Jean-Claude has some shirts, cell phone cases, pillows, leggings. We have all kinds of stuff. Go pick up a You'll Laugh So Hard You'll Bust a Nut shirt. It's an awesome shirt. And yeah, I think that's it. You can find me also on Pointless Discussions, a weekly improv comedy podcast. We get a little crazy on that one and do a lot of fun stuff. Next two more weeks in the 100th episode and the finale to Planet H, check that out. You know, check out everybody on the Magic Squirrel Network. This is my last time I'm going to see you guys before the new year. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. And Kumite. I love you.
The squirrel was magic.